There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, squirrel friends. It's me, Alec Mappa.
And it's your girl, Lonnie Love. You know what? I just saw you yesterday.
You did. This is the most we've hung out with each other in the past 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Alec, I saw episode one, and so I stayed up all night watching past Drag Race episodes. And, of course, I saw episode two. So that's what I've been doing, like, for, you know, the past day. What did you do?
Well, listen, you know, it's one thing to watch the episodes. It's another thing to see all of the drag queens in person. And that's what I got to do because I went to DragCon.
Oh, my God. How was DragCon?
It was so much fun. Have you ever been?
No. And I was supposed to go, but then I got caught up. So I couldn't go.
I've been going every year since it's been going on, except since I think this is the first one since the pandemic shut everything down. And how they kick off DragCon is they have this thing called the Queen's Walk. And all of the drag queens who are being featured at this convention walk down the pink carpet. And it was filled. I took my car down and I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to be there. It was so packed. I had to go backstage to find a place where I could, like, see people go on and off. And I saw Angina. I saw Manila Luzon. I saw Latrice Royale, Pandora Box, Morgan McMichaels. The place went nuts for Latrice Royale. Everybody loves Latrice.
Oh, yes.
Kennedy Davenport came out. The dancing queen from Texas. Everybody just went bananas. And she was in this long, beautiful cape. And she just... You know, she did the big reveal and everybody went nuts. It was really fun to be kind of knee deep in the fandom. And all of the season 14 queens were there. I'm talking Willow Pill, Georges, all of them. And to see the fans go bananas, it was like watching the Beatles. Like, people were getting emotional, Lonnie. People got so excited. It was really, really fun.
I'm glad that you got to go. So now I got to put you to work because we got to talk about episode two. I've been dying to talk about it with you. Now, look, if you're listening and you haven't watched episode two, turn us off because we're talking spoilers because I'm going crazy about this episode. So please go watch episode two, then come back to us because we're giving out spoiler alerts. Let's get right to this.
It's probably going to be the only time you'll ever hear Lonnie Love say, stop listening to us.
Like,
because
for sure.
Because she cares.
You know,
she
because, cares. You know, this is the thing. You need to look at the episode. We want our squirrel friends to check out the episodes, then come to us because we all have conversations. We all have opinions about it. But this is the first of its kind because this is the challenge of Queens of All Queens. So let's talk about episode two, which was a phenomenal, funny episode.
Episode two really raised the bar for everybody. And this is going to be the recap to end all recaps. Because on episode two, there was strategy talk because it's a brand new twist of season. None of the queens are going home. You heard correctly. Nobody's going home. That's so exciting to me.
Yeah.
Snatch Game. They twisted up Snatch Game too. Not only did they have to impersonate celebrities, this time they had to impersonate two. So there's two rounds of Snatch Game that we gotta unpack. There was a runway. This time the theme was Pleather Principle. Now, if you never associated pleather with drag, fasten your seatbelts because this was an unforgettable runway. And of course, we have the lip sync. the lip sync for your legacy at the end of this episode, and the final twist where one of the queens earns the ability to block another queen from getting a legendary legend star next week.
I got to get to it, Alec. This was one of my favorites. This is going to be my favorite episode.
I feel exactly the same. Like, is this going to be a really hard one to top? Because it was just, it was so amazing. It's Snatch Game week.
It's great. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
It was really, really good. First of all, let's go over real quick what the prizes are this season on the show, because they've really upped the ante. The grand prize is $200,000. Just let that roll around your brain for a second.
But they also get bragging rights to be the queen of all queens.
Queen of all queens.
Because there's no elimination. They've all won a competition. And like we said, the twist this season is that no one will be eliminated.
No one.
You know what? This is the thing. I love this twist because at first, to be honest, I didn't understand it, you know, especially even after the first episode. But this second episode, now I'm starting to understand it because now you have to have strategy.
I know. And I was really slow. When I first heard this twist, I was like, huh? Explain it again. So basically, in order to keep leveling up, you have to be in the top two every week.
Yes.
You have to do everything you can to be in the top two. So even if you don't get a legendary legend star, you still have the ability to block somebody. You can still win that ability, and that's important. And the $10,000.
Out of all the years that we've had Drag Race, I have never seen something that's so competitive but also strategic, but they're still keeping the fashion. And because they are all winners, Alec, the fashions so far,
Unbelievable.
This episode, unbelievable.
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 So as far as the blocking goes, Trinity did get blocked, and Shay explained to Trinity why she blocked her. She was saying that they have the most history competing against each other in this competition, and she knew Trinity could bounce back from the block because she is such a fierce competitor. So she gave her a compliment and then blocked her.
A backhanded compliment.
Or a blackhanded compliment. I'd take one of those. But it's kind of like, I think that's a good way to play it, is like, you have the most chances of bouncing back from this, and so I'm going to block you.
I think we're going to find that out. But then this was what was interesting in episode two, was that Jinx said that their plan is to block someone who already has a star.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would mean that if Jinx ever won, they would either, from episode one, block Shay or Monet.
Yes, because the two people who received stars were Shay and Monet. So in this episode, one of those is going to be blocked by Jinx.
If Jinx wins.
What's standing between her and the finish line? This week's episode, Snatch Game. Snatch Games are always my favorite episode. Did you watch season 14?
Yes.
I felt really bad about that. Have you ever bombed on stage, Lonnie, where you're just kind of like, I'm prepared, I'm ready, and none of this is going to work?
Yes, I bombed many. I'm bombing right now as we talk.
No, you're not.
Yes, because we got to take a commercial break, because we'll be right back.
Oh, rats, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
And we're back. This Snatch Game was like a palate cleanser for the last Snatch Game where everybody bombed. Like, everybody bombed. They were all up for elimination except for Deja Sky in the last season. My bombing story is I was first starting out in New York City. I was booked at a strip club in New Jersey, in Newark, Lonnie. And this was my introduction from the guy who was hosting the show. We got a comedian here from Manhattan. I know we haven't had much luck with these lately. Please welcome to stage Alec Mappa. These guys just wanted to see strippers. They didn't want to see a comic. I don't know why a comic was booked. I guess so that the strippers could change. This is a gay club, by the way. And I bombed. They call it flop sweat for a reason. I left the stage and I was drenched.
Oh my goodness. You know what, Alec? We've all been there doing shows that we shouldn't have to do. But early on, you know, when you need the money, I did something. It was called Puppetry of the Penis.
Oh, gosh.
And it was two guys from Australia, and they would be naked, and they would, and this was an actual show,
yeah.
And they would do things with their penis and do different shapes and stuff.
Like origami, they would like kind of fold it into things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had to open for them. It was the worst. The worst. But I needed the money, so I took
love.
It.
Right after me, Puppetry of the Penis. Please give us huge
definitely.
Hand. These girls did not bomb this week. They were all incredible. This is going to be the best Snatch Game that ever was.
Well, you know what I loved about it, Alec, is that it was not just one celebrity. It was two celebrities that they had to actually do.
I thought
that was unique.
That was unique. This setup kind of reminds me of Bob the Drag Queen because he was the first queen on the show to do two characters during Snatch Game. He did Carol Channing and Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black, which was just incredible. So in this Snatch Game, they had to do two celebrities. The Snatch Game contestants were Ross and Michelle. They hired Inside. I mentioned on the last episode that I was on the very first Snatch Game. I was very shy of Rue. I was very conscious of Rue working. And I didn't want to bother them. I was just kind of like off to the side. I just waved. But the first time I was so shy. When did you meet RuPaul for the first time?
Oh, I met RuPaul many years ago. He came on The Real.
We're
still doing The Real. And he came on the first season. One thing I will say about Mr. RuPaul is that he will come and support.
Yeah.
And he's always been so supportive of everything that I've ever done. If I need him to come on, when I guest hosted Ellen, he was one of my guests.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, I just love RuPaul.
Yeah.
And so once you meet him, you see that he's so cool. He's so calm.
Right.
But he loves a good joke. He loves a really good joke.
Great big laugher. In this Snatch Game, there's two rounds. There were two rounds, and the characters they came up with were pretty amazing. The first one up was Monet Exchange as Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty funny.
That was classic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was a real Mike Tyson where Monet even had a rubber ear that that the queen was just eating on. And I thought that was so classic. Also, Raja was Madam.
Yeah.
I loved Raja as Madam because she reminded you that she was a puppet because she had the sticks hanging.
She had the rods on her hands attached to her wrists. And then she had a prosthetic face on and had jokes, was ready to go. And I don't think anybody saw that coming because in Raja's season, although she won her Snatch Game, she had done Tyra Banks and she was good. But this was like next level Raja. You know, this was like, oh my gosh.
But see, Raja is of the fashion world.
Yeah.
So we expected, I thought maybe she would be maybe Donatella Versace or something like that. But no, she wanted to do something totally different. And for that first character, it really, really worked.
It was so funny. The Vivian was Joanna Lumley from Absolutely Fabulous. So she had her down to a T. She had the Ivanka Trump beehive and the cocktail and the cigarette hanging out of her mouth. She was hysterical. Trinity the Tuck. I'm going to let you get this one.
my favorite, Trinity the Tuck, was Satan, aka Lucy. And what I loved about it, Allie, the minute RuPaul said hello, she said, "Hey, girl."
And she had little lacelet gloves, and she was like, "Hey, girl," and she was just the biggest queen, but as Satan. But she had, like, a prosthetic body, like, kind of like Tim Curry in the movie Legend. And she had blacked-out contact lenses. It was this elaborate thing, but she was, like, the sweetest, funniest queen. I just thought
that was... A very fashionable Lucy.
It was genius. It was genius. Next up, we have Jinx as Natasha Lyonne.
What did you think? Because it was spot on. I mean, she had her smoking a cigarette. Yeah. She was doing the jokes. She was just a perfect impression. Spot on.
Yeah. And she had the wig. She had the wig shape. And she had, like, this kind of New York accent. And, like, the thing is, like, Natasha Lyonne is a young actress who sounds like an old lady when she speaks. And she got that down. And the thing is, like, when I'm watching Snatch Game, it doesn't matter if your impression is good. You have to be funny.
Yes.
You can look like somebody and sound like them, but if there are no jokes, then you're screwed.
You remember season 13 when Simone was Harriet Tubman?
Yes.
And first of all, it was hysterical.
It was so funny.
But the jokes. I mean, you are so right.
Yeah.
You cannot do Harriet Tubman and do it seriously.
She rose up that. Like she was running away still, and she was like, "Too many white people around here."
Hysterical.
She was at DragCon. Very exciting to see her. But again, you know, you have to have the jokes. So, like, when somebody does Beyonce or Mariah Carey, I'm like, kiss of death. It's like, you're not picking somebody funny. You know, it's kind of like if Beyonce was known for being funny and you could go and tell a bunch of jokes as Beyonce, it just never seems to work.
Yeah. Or you can't be afraid to go there and make Beyonce funny. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you got to be able to go there. And that's what Jinx did with Natasha Lyonne, made her funny. And, you know, it just worked.
It just really worked. Evie Oddly was Rico Nasty. Okay, you have to explain the next two to me because I don't get out much. This is like a YouTuber or something. I'm too old. Who
yes,
is she?
Rico Nasty is a YouTuber that's very, very popular.
Okay. What does she do? What does she, like, sell stuff? Does she... Dude.
I think she's a rapper.
Okay.
That's why she's Rico Nasty. And so that's what she was trying to do with the body language and things like that. So
you know what Rico Nasty is supposed to sound like.
Yeah, but you know, I would have picked something else.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go too popular.
Right.
Do something that's a little more into the wheelhouse for everyone.
Right.
So that everybody can get it.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it was a little too much.
I'm playing the TikToker that fell off of the treadmill.
Like.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. And then Shay was Elsa Majimbo, who is another, is she another YouTube person? I'm like such an old lady at this point.
No, I literally did not know who Elsa was.
Yeah,
and I still don't know.
I still don't know. Elsa Majimbo. Well, wherever Elsa Majimbo is, I'm sure she was flattered to be immortalized on Drag Race. And then last but not least, Jada Essence Hall as Prince. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Very cute.
As a boy, like, I have such a crush on him this season. And then when I saw him as Prince, I was like, I love you.
But actually, Michelle made a point at the judges panel afterwards.
Yeah.
Looking back at Jada as Prince and said, actually, he would have did better as Eddie Murphy from Dreamgirls.
Right.
I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Because at a certain point, Jada kind of like just knew that she wasn't hitting the actual impression.
Right.
It became even funnier.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't hitting the impression.
Yeah. It's kind of that thing of like, you can win over an audience when something's not going well, when you acknowledge that it's not going well. And she did that and it was hysterical and just ended up kind of leaning back and hanging out as Prince.
Yes.
So funny and so cute. And every time they go to his boy confessional, I go turn to my husband. I'm like, he is adorable.
Adorable.
I have a little crush this season on Jada Essence Hall. So the next round after that, everybody killing it in that round, they come back for round two. And the Vivian was first up as Catherine Tate. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. She is like She's like Tracy Ullman in London. She does all these characters. And one of her characters' names is Nan. And she's this old Cockney grandmother who's really kind of foul and foul-mouthed and hilarious. And Vivian got her exactly.
Oh, wow.
What'd you think of the next one? Evie Oddly is the boogeyman.
I thought it was a nice take.
Me too.
Because we don't know what the boogeyman... I mean, we imagine that the boogeyman is big and scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But she made the boogeyman, like... funny and sexy.
Yeah, yeah, sexy. From a blaxploitation film. Like, there was a blaxploitation film I saw when I was a kid that was my favorite called Black Belt Jones.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that one?
No, remember Blackula. That's who I
Blackula.
Thought.
Blackula. Yeah. Remember,
yeah, oh, like the Black Dracula.
Oh, my God. Have you watched that movie recently? It's so good.
So funny.
It's so good. It kind of circles to bad. Like, it becomes so bad that it's amazing. So he was like a blaxploitation character. He had a big afro, and he was sexy. He kind of reminded me of Easy Reader from The Electric Company. Do you remember that character that Morgan Freeman used to do? I thought he was so cute. And Ross had said during the critique that if I'd known the boogeyman was like that, if I had that under my bed... I wouldn't have been scared.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. Then we had Trinity the Tuck as Leslie Jordan.
Oh,
one of my favorite. Let me tell you, Leslie Jordan is the nicest person. Mm-hmm. Very funny. I love all his little IG things called Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk! Leslie Jordan! And Trinity got Leslie Jordan down, with the height, had the legs. It was just great. And the jokes.
Yeah. And the
really
jokes
good.
Right away. Trinity's first joke was, my mama had a C-section, so this is the closest I'm ever going to get to a snatch. I love Leslie. I see Leslie in airports. We cross paths at airports. And one time I saw Leslie at the baggage claim and I said, I loved you in The Help. You know, in that scene where they're all at the party. I said, where'd the cartwheel come from? She goes, I had to do something to steal the spotlight from those bitches.
Leslie Jordan, if you guys don't follow him, has the best stories, the best Hollywood stories, because he's been in Hollywood and working for so long.
Forever.
He's just the best.
Forever. So. And dirty stories. Oh, I'll tell one before this hour's up. Jada Essence Hall was the Lady Chablis from the novel and the film Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Here again, it needs to be funny, because if you notice, I didn't see a lot from Lady Chablis.
No.
I didn't see a lot. So it's better to show the good than to show somebody bombing.
Right. You know? And the Lady Chablis had so many catchphrases. One of her big catchphrases, whenever you talked about your problems, she would say, two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. I love her. Oh, Raja came out as Diana Vreeland, who was the editor of Vogue before Anna Wintour in the 60s and the 50s and the 70s, and did prosthetic makeup and looked just like her.
And that was the fashion. I knew that Raja would bring a fashion person, and that was really good. Mm-hmm. We also had Shay as Miss J. Alexander.
Right.
A perfect look with the hair. Yeah. I love J. Alexander.
Have you had Jay on your show? Was Jay ever on The Real? Yeah.
Yes. And I party with Miss J. Alexander.
Yeah.
Miss J. Alexander loves the party.
Yeah.
It's a good time with Miss J.
Yeah.
Monet was Martin Lawrence Shenene.
Yes.
I thought that was really fun. Had the nails, the hair.
Right.
Very, very funny, you know.
Yeah. Shenene's a good jumping off point because you could just behave as her. I mean, you still have to come up with the jokes. And Monet was pretty good at staying in character the whole time.
Definitely. But our favorite, I think, is this last one.
Jinx Monsoon as Judy Garland. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ross Matthews said this was a masterclass in Snatch Game, and I agree. She could have just taken over the entire show.
Yes.
And kind of did.
I mean... I felt like I was watching A Star Is Born and The Wizard of Oz all on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Just down.
And
just
down. And again, jokes right away. She's like, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be anywhere because I've been dead for quite some time.
And she even referred to a guest in season 5 actually the participants said that he may have killed Judy Garland. And then so she brought it back. So it was a callback, which in comedy, a callback is classic.
It's classic.
And for her to be able to do that was just awesome. And then she kept taking out the microphone.
Oh, that was so funny.
And singing.
And then she'd go, is this my camera?
And her little red hair just kept flopping. And it was just like,
it was so good.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, and then she said, do you want to hear a filthy story? Because I have a filthy story. And then she said, Frank Sinatra's penis was so long. And they went, how long was it? I was snorting coke off of it. And halfway through, I had to stop to catch my breath.
We're like, what?
That she had that up her sleeve to tell a dick joke as Judy Garland. I was like, that's how you become legendary. Nobody's ever going to forget that.
This is going to go down as one of the legendary snatch games. And it's because we have all legends. They proved it. And I just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
And we are back. That was an amazing snatch game. But now, it's time for the runway. It's the runway challenge, which is always my favorite because that's when RuPaul makes her big entrance. And this one, she wore a platinum silver wig, which yes. I don't think I've seen her really do. I've seen her in white wigs, but this was like a whole metallic outfit. She had yes. a ruffle all up over her décolletage, a really skinny waist that was in like a...
Snatched.
And there was like a weird kind of hem, but everything worked.
Everything worked. I mean, it looked so feminine and so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And the makeup, everything, it was really a beautiful runway look.
Yeah.
I just love the runway look. And our guest judge was...
Daphne Guinness. Now, for the people who don't know Daphne Guinness, she's a socialite in London. And if you've enjoyed Schitt's Creek and the outfits that Catherine O'Hara wears on Schitt's Creek, she based Moira Rose's look on Daphne Guinness. Because Daphne Guinness is a socialite in London. She was dear friends with Alexander McQueen. So she went out dressed like that all the time. She never leaves the house without looking amazing.
Well, I mean, I need to take some tips because you see what I go out looking like. Like, come on, Daphne, I need some help. You know, I love the runway category. It was the pleather principle.
The pleather principle. Now,
remember when you were growing up, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, pleather, the kids always made fun of us when we would wear pleather because it wasn't real leather.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That was always the upholstery in the economy car. nice cars had fine Corinthian leather, and the rental cars we usually ended up with had pleather. But in this one, in this runway challenge, they just elevated it. Monet Exchange came out in a brown pleather dress that had kind of a breastplate and that went into a waist and that had abs. It looked like abs on the outside.
That was fire. That yeah. dress that Monet had was ultimately fire. Long, elegant. It matched her skin tone beautifully. You know, it even had the pleats coming out. It was just a wonderful dress.
And that giant pleather bow in the front, to me, is like, in real life, that would be too much. But on a drag queen, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect. And even Rue was like, loved the color choice. She said it was unexpectedly elegant. Evie Oddly came out as an anime character with an inflatable wig.
Yes. I thought that was genius. It was just awesome. I loved it. It was colorful. It really rang true to, you know, her character.
Right.
And I just loved that.
Right. It very on brand, very on the Evie Oddly brand. Raja came out in a pleather outfit that was like a really elevated hooker.
I would say David Bowie, but okay, elevated hooker, I'll take that too.
Like you know? A really elegant hooker. I mean, she has, well, there's a lot going on. She has this big red pleather trench coat that is shiny. It's very shiny, and it has all these ruffles. And then she had a pleather snakeskin mini dress. And then over her, like, crotch area is an exposed red pocket that looks very provocative.
Yes.
It's kind of like, wow. And then she has nude stockings. And then she did a metallic lace going up these red platform shoes. And again, this is her talent because I couldn't put this together in a million years.
But Raja is about fashion. Mm-hmm. So we expect nonetheless something fashionable, but also creative.
Yeah.
And so elevated hooker look or AKA David Bowie is great.
I love it. Like, you're right. But this could walk down a Paris fashion runway and people would be like, right, that's what it is. Next up, we have Trinity the Tuck. She came out in a puffer jacket. It was so cute. It was a puffer jacket with suspenders and garters and a side pony.
I loved it. I love the colors. It reminded me of cotton candy and unicorns. And, you know, and she did make the comment that she's not going to be showing all of her body. She's going to be a little more covered up. But then you turn around, you see that perfect ass that she has. And it's just like, it just really, really worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And she knows herself. She knows her brand. She knows her body. And what I love about her, in addition to the variety that she brings, is every one of her runways has a story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Where the faces that she makes and the mood that she presents, I mean, she's top notch.
Definitely. The Vivienne came out in a beautiful red pleather outfit with really big shoulder pads, like humongous shoulder pads.
Yeah, they're about 3 feet. They were like 3 feet out, and she looked like a really elegant soldier in drag. It was beautiful. Those shoes, she had red platform boots, but the platform on them, Lonnie, looked to be at least 6 inches.
How do you guys walk? I can't do that. I can't walk in stilettos. I can't walk in platforms. I will fall.
Yeah.
And if I fall, the show's over.
I wore heels to DragCon once. And there's a lot of walking because it's at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I was like, never again. This was not enjoyable. Okay. Oh, Jinx Monsoon came out in a pleather outfit that looks like it was like from a Western, like from the 1800s. It had a bustle. It had a corset. It had matching bows. It was like in a pink and mint. And it had a peplum. It was an outfit from the 1800s that somebody said Scarlett O'Hara would wear, like post-Civil War. Amazing.
I looked at it as like the fairy godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Like an elevated fairy godmother. I thought she looked so beautiful.
Right.
And to make it pleather. I mean, let's shout out pleather now. I mean, you know, it's gone so many places since I was a kid.
Right. And now it's hot again because of these queens.
Definitely.
What I love about Jinx is if you were a fan of hers for season 5, her makeup and her style is so elevated. I mean, she got by into her season and won her season because of her talent, but it was really kind of like beginning drag. Like, it was her best drag, but her drag now is like next level. It's unbelievable.
Well, now she's the fairy pleather godmother.
Fairy pleather godmother. Jada Essence Hall came out looking like Jada Pinkett Smith from The Matrix. She had the pleather pants that came in that tiny, tiny waist of hers. She had the pleather trench coat that was lined with a brown satin lining. Oh, she has this cool pleather top that almost looks like brown crocodile. And her hair was in those Bantu knots that I love.
I love Bantu knots. And she just slayed this outfit. It was so beautiful. And it's something that you want to rock in. Yeah. You know.
Have you ever done Bantu knots?
Yes. I do them all the time.
Really?
And it's just so wonderful. I love Bantu knots.
I was trying to see what I was like. Is this a wig? It's a wig. But I was like, how does that work? Like, it just looks so real. It looked like real, real hair.
Well, no, because they've elevated wig making so that you can have braids, but it can be a wig. And all they do is they just have like a clear
scalp. The wig cap is clear. So it looks like you're.
And then they put the knots and then you just put it on and it looks just like it's, you know, coming out of your head.
The one, it reminded me, she's doing so many great black hair looks this season. And it reminded me of all the great black hair looks that Simone brought in on her season.
Definitely.
I just love black hair. Okay. Oh. And Shea Coulee came out last but not least in a white pleather Catwoman outfit. Now, you know, usually a Catwoman is all dressed in black, but she did this all in white.
I loved it. And she had Bad Girl, and in other words, all on the cat suit. And this was something that was unique and different, and it was sexy. Yeah. And it's pleather. I'm like, okay, Shay.
Yeah.
Get it.
And so specific. I mean, it looks like it would take a while to put on. And I kind of love on the show how you see the queens getting ready in terms of their makeup, but you never see them putting on wigs or their outfits. Or getting dressed. It's always a big reveal on the runway.
And that's what we wait for. That's the reason why we love it. We wait to see RuPaul's look. Then we see the other runway looks. And then we hear what the judges have to say.
The top two of the week.
Okay, first of all, who did you think would be the top two?
I knew that I had a top three. And my top three was Raja, Trinity, and Jinx.
Definitely. Yeah. We're the same.
And also, I thought that... There were things about the other contestants, and this is why I like that nobody's being eliminated. All of them brought something really, really funny. Monet Exchange, Mike Tyson. All of a sudden, Mike Tyson became really cute. He made Mike Tyson cute. I love the boogeyman. He was really, really sexy. And Jada Essence Hall just cracked me up just sitting there as Prince.
Well, this is the thing. The reason why, and this is the thing that I've learned being a judge four times in one season is one day, like one week, you have a favorite.
Right.
And then a challenge comes along that changes your whole perspective of all the other ones.
Oh.
So that's the reason why this All-Stars is so genius, because no one's going to get eliminated and you're going to see challenges that, okay, like we all know that Jinx is great.
Uh-huh.
But next week, Jinx could be on the bottom.
She could be in the bottom.
Because it's going to be something different.
Right.
That's why you have to keep watching. Because I'm like, I'm always fascinated. And I learned that.
Yeah.
I learned all
the girls have different strengths.
Yes.
And I remember when they did the group challenge, I was like, each and every one of these girls are entertainers. And they're all good. And none of them are doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, you're not going to see at a Jada Essence Hall show what you're going to see at a Jinx Monsoon show.
Yes.
Okay, so who were the top two of the week, Lonnie?
It was Trinity the Tuck and Jinx Monsoon, who we thought. And so that meant that Jinx wins a Legends star. Trinity was blocked from last week, so she doesn't get a star, but she could compete to win the money.
And she could win the money, and if she wins, she can block somebody.
She could block someone.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So they lip sync to the song, one of my favorites, Adele, Rumor Has It.
So good.
And you know what? I thought the lip sync was different because they both were comical during the lip sync.
Yeah.
The faces, the movements. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. And they made it really, really funny.
They were both funny. Like in previous seasons, like when Ben De La Creme did Anaconda against Aja, Aja was taking the song completely seriously, and Bene de la Creme was just hilarious and ended up winning the lip sync because she stole all the focus.
Who did you like most?
I liked both of them a lot, but they weren't doing the same things, and Jinx for me was living the whole song.
Yes.
She was living the whole song.
And that is why the winner was Jinx Monsoon. She ended up winning. She won a cash tip of $10,000 and the power to block a fellow contestant from winning a legendary legend star for episode 3 that's going to come up next week. And you get this platinum plunger.
Right.
It's a blinged out plunger. And I was afraid.
She blocked Shea Coulee.
She kept her promise.
Yeah.
She said at the beginning of the episode that she was going to block someone that had the star. And it was funny because she went over to Monet and Monet was like, get out of here.
That's great. It's kind of like you get to respond to somebody who's responsible for blocking your way. But I think that's what's going to happen moving forward is like, I would do that. I would block anybody who has a star because, you know, winning another one is going to be the hardest thing for all 8 of these contestants.
And you know what? I think that this was great to see Jinx win because she deserved it. That Judy Garland was great.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lonnie Love, I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
What was your favorite moment from the show and who was your favorite queen in this episode?
Oh, come on. Easily. Snatch Game. That was the best Snatch Game that I've seen because the past couple of Snatch Games been kind of like, I mean, as a comic, I'm just, you know, from a comics point of view, it's just like, you know, a lot of bombing was happening and people weren't good. This one, nonstop laughs, you know, they only cut to the laughs, which I thought was great. So that was my favorite moment of the whole entire episode. What about you?
Well, listen, hands down, this was probably the best Snatch Game ever. Because it was all killer, no filler, nobody bombed, everybody did a great job. And Jinx Monsoon turned it into performance art.
Oh.
She took it to a whole new level. When she said, is this my camera? And started singing RuPaul songs, Don't Be Jealous of My Boogie, as Judy Garland. It was like somebody had me in a headlock and I was about to pass out. And I was like, uncle, you win. You won.
I kept watching it over and over and over.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and so that's why she's my favorite queen of the episode. Of the episode, I would have to say, you know, I have to tie her and Trinity the Tuck. Just great characters, very funny, very committed. Mm-hmm. That's what comedy is about. It's about the commitment and making you forget who they are. It was just awesome. So I would have to say a tie between Trinity and Jinx as my favorite. What about you?
I would have to agree with you on all fronts, but I think we would be remiss if we did not have an honorable mention for Raja as Madam.
Ah, yes. Yes.
She made a whole puppet face and then she had rods on her arms to remind you that she was a puppet. And she had the jokes. She had the looks. It was absolutely amazing. And then she came on and did Diana Vreeland and completely rendered herself unrecognizable. So as much as I love Jinx and Trinity, and I agree with them being in the top two, I think that Raja also smashed it.
It was
just
a great
right
episode.
Out of the park.
I'm going to go back and watch it again.
All right, Lonnie, last week we placed our bets, our mani-pedi bet.
Yes.
The loser has to buy the other a mani-pedi. And you put your money on Raja, and I put my money on Shea Coulee. Now, after Snatch Game, have you changed your mind?
You know I have.
Now it's Jinx. You're going to put all your money on Jinx.
I'm also a comic, so I love comedy. Comedy is hard. I don't think people appreciate it enough. And
no,
what I saw... What Jinx did? Jinx?
Yeah. As a funny person, if that went on before me, I'd be backstage going, God damn it. I have to go on after that? Are you kidding me?
I got to change my bet to Jinx. What about you?
Okay, if that's allowed, then I'm changing my bet to Trinity because Trinity killed it as Lucy and as Leslie Jordan. For Lucy and Leslie, my bet is now on Trinity.
Okay. we'll see about next week.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Next week it may change. It could be anybody's game. Lonnie Love, where can people find you on your socials, Lonnie?
You can catch me at Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram or at Lonnie Love on Twitter. How about you?
You can find me at Alec Mappa on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me. I'm so much fun. Now, if you like this episode, thank you. If you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend.
And catch new episodes of All Stars Season 7 on Paramount Plus and on WOW Presents Plus in the UK.
All right, Squirrel Friends, we'll see you next time for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. See you then.
See you soon.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.